just obviously very happy to be here tonight for a lot of reasons. I guess the introduction said it best. I've known George for 37 years. And as I talking to the family earlier tonight, it was an interesting relationship because, as George used to say, you know, you're from Milwaukee, and he'd smirk a little bit and this and that. We kidded here. He owned the Yankees. But we rarely agreed on any issue. Rarely. And I could take you back all the way into the 70s and 80s, 90s. But never let it affect our relationship. It was and our family's relationship, which also became close. So it was an interesting. We watched a lot of games together, which some of you know, Bill Madden and others who covered us a lot. And he once said to me, we were telling a story one day. This was sitting in Milwaukee. He said, "You know, it isn't fair." And I said, "Yeah, what's that?" And he said, "You know, the world thinks I'm this terrible, bombastic, so on, so on. And they think you're really a nice guy. They ought to listen to you during a game, how you talk about your own team. They wouldn't think you're such a nice guy." He was right. That's the worst part of it. And in the 81 playoffs, not that I'm a poor loser, but in the second game, Rick Cerrone trapped a pop-up by Yount against a screen, for any of you who remember. And he says, and I guess I threw a chair that almost hit Jim Hegan, who was scouting for him. And he saw me. Of course, he was ahead 0-2 at that point, or 2-0 from his standpoint. And he said, "You know, if I did that, it'd be a big front page tomorrow. You do it, and nobody says a word." Well, he was a good sport then. We came here and won two games. He wasn't such a good sport then. But anyway, he won in the fifth game. But so I do have a lot of memories, and it was a most interesting relationship. Any questions?
What was the unveiling of the monument like?
Very emotional out there. Very emotional. Very, very, very emotional. It was a... they did a beautiful job, and actually I hadn't been in Monument Park before, so I enjoyed being there. But it was very emotional for the family and for everybody else. And I really wouldn't have missed it for the world. Nor would my wife, I have to say, who she and George had a great relationship. Of course, I used to tell her when she'd rave about him. Just remember, dear, you're not working for him either. So, it was emotional. It's very emotional.
Your experiences with the Suns, how do you feel?
I think they're doing very well. I think they're doing extremely well. I know Hal has become very active in committees and things. And no, I think the way things have worked out has worked out very smoothly, about as smoothly as anybody could have ever hoped for. Very well.
Do you see him eventually winding up in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I don't like the commenting, but do I think George should be in the Hall of Fame? Of course I do. I do. And I'm sure that will have some controversy, but you asked me an opinion, and I thought he should. I think he should.
You know, Jacob Rupert's not going to hold that.
Well, I understand that. I know that. But I didn't have a vote back then, and I don't have a vote now, so it doesn't make any difference.
What do you think's his lasting effect on the sport?
Well, he changed the sport in a lot of ways. And I guess what I would say to you, Ron, about that, the sport has never been as popular as it is today. Remarkably, and I don't want to jinx us, so I'm nervous about it on a daily basis, but I think our attendance this year as a sport will exceed last year's. And when you think that we're in the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, where really there's been a lot of hurt in society, a lot of hurt in society, for us to be drawing 73-plus million people is just amazing. So I do think our sport has made a lot of adjustments over the last 18 or 20 years, and I give George credit for those, amongst many other people, but I certainly give him credit.
When you were competing against him directly, did you think he was good for the sport?
Yeah, I did. I really did. You know, times were a little different in the 70s and 80s. It became a little different in the 90s, but George always said to me at a very consistent, and it was true, I'm just playing by the rules, and I understood that. Now, we've since changed the economic rules of the game, and there's been a very significant overhaul, more than a lot of people realize. But frankly, at least with me, he was great about it. He may have grumbled, but he was great. And I would say to all of you, that went down very smoothly. Went down very smoothly. Years ago in the 80s and 90s, people said that if you try to impose a lot of revenue sharing and other economic mechanisms, this isn't the NFL, they'll never accept it, George will never accept it. To George's everlasting credit, it all went down and he did accept it. Whether he was happy or not was irrelevant, he did accept it.